Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here today with Jonathan Eisen, who's the co-editor of the New Zealand Journal of Natural Medicine. John, welcome to the program. I'd like you to expand on the New Zealand Journal
of... Thank you, Vinny.
I'd like you to
nice
expand...
to be here.
Okay. I'd like you to expand on the New Zealand Journal of Natural Medicine and what's coming out in the new issue and when it's going to be available, if you could, please.
Right, right. It sounds like an advertorial to me, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but of course, an advertorial selling a magazine with potent information that can save people's lives.
Oh, that one. Oh, shucks. That's not an advertorial at all. That's what we're trying to do with this and Uncensored magazine. Uncensored.co.nz is our other magazine, and New Zealand Journal of Natural Medicine is the one we're talking about now. Although I would like to do a tip of the hat to Duncan Rhodes, if I may. I've been outside reading his new issue of Nexus magazine, which, to my way of thinking, is right up there with the best, most inspiring magazine that I've been addicted to for the last 22 years.
Yeah, Duncan, in fact, incidentally, I was talking to somebody yesterday who was praising Duncan and that sort of thing, because he really has blazed the trail in quite a significant way in the Australian scene.
He was the first off the starting block on, and if you haven't seen Nexus magazine, just go have a look. Oh, look, Ian Crane has an ad in here. Oh, ha, ha. Australian and New Zealand Uncensored Tour, Ian R. Crane. Look at that, mate. Beauty. Ian Crane's coming to Australia and New Zealand in October and whatever the next month is.
Indeed. Now, speaking of coming to New Zealand, let's get into the new issue of the New Zealand Journal of Natural Medicine. What's your top story?
I don't know yet. I'm laying it up now. I don't know the top. There's a lot of interesting stuff in this, Vinny.
Such as?
A lot of interesting stuff. The New Zealand, for anybody who hasn't seen the magazine or gone online, the New Zealand Journal of Natural Medicine is arguably the one of two or three honest journals in the world dealing with health issues. If you want to have a look at what a real medical health journal should look like, go have a look at this one. That's why I started it about a year and a half ago. It's because I got sick of this crap on the shelves that passes for journalism or medical truth. It's not. We're in an age of medical fascism now. It's just everything that you know. That's what I have on Uncensored last issue, the cover story. I couldn't think of a good cover story, Vinny, so I just said, here it is everything you know wrong? I think that's the best headline I ever saw.
Well, it's because that's the title of one of, Lloyd Pye's book.
Lloyd Pye got it from a comedy group in Chicago from the 1960s, and their album was Everything You Know Is Wrong. Lloyd stole it from them. I stole it from Lloyd.
Okay,
it's good. What the hell was the name of that group? It was just hilarious. But you know, such is fame, eh? Yeah, everything you know wrong, and that carries into virtually everything that that I do to shed light on things, both historically and politically, and you understand. Well, I saw a real good thing today on Rens. It's really, really good little YouTube, Vinny. If you listeners, obviously they all look at Rens, but let me just reiterate this was a. Alex Jones' predictions are wrong, vid, and there it was. I've long held deep suspicions about Jones, but that's my nature, I suppose. You know, not to be deeply suspicious of everybody, but deeply suspicious of people who are bombastic.
And I've noticed that you're deeply suspicious of me, like, all the time. I can't get away with anything.
I'm not deeply suspicious of you, Vinny. I know you, and I trust you implicitly and explicitly. We all have to communicate through the matrix, if you will, of our persona. And by the way, I'm getting a personality transplant next week. In this particular case, yes, of course, I trust you implicitly. But people who are hysterical and wrong, okay? I mean, Jones's predictions have been wrong, a lot of them. Sure, a lot of them. The 9/11 prediction was right, but virtually everything since then has been wrong, and he yells it down your throat, if you will, to mix a metaphor, again and again, and never retracts when any of his predictions turn out to be wrong. Never retracts. If we're wrong, we're wrong, okay? That's why I say in Uncensored, this other magazine we do, you know, come on, man, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. We're here on a learning curve, for Christ's sake, you know? We're not all perfect. None of us are that I can see except our essence. But, you know, if Jones is wrong, watch out for anybody with the following, Vin. That's all I have to say. Anybody who's out there with a bullhorn leading everybody or trying to lead everybody, you know, often turns out to be a Judas goat, which was that goat that led the other goats up to the slaughter, and then at the last minute they save the Judas goat, and all the other goats go into the pot, as it were. But yeah, Jones, I sometimes think of Jones as being a possible Judas goat, but I don't know, Vinny. You know, it's all theory here. It's just a thought. What we try to do with these magazines, Natural Medicine and Uncensored, is basically help people save their own lives. To my way of thinking, the agenda is definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, in Depop right now. And the medical way of this medical or health journal is another way of helping people regain control, or no, in many cases, most cases, gain control over their own health, well-being, as they call it, and lives, because as they say in Catch-22, Yossarian, the hero of Catch-22, says to, I think, Dr. Anika, yeah, the doctor, he says that, Yossarian says, they're trying to kill me, Doc, they're trying to kill me, and Danica says to him, it's World War II, you see, and Danica says to him, that's okay, Yossarian, they're trying to kill everybody. And Yossarian says, what difference does that make? And he's right. I'll let that call go through because special for you, man. So that's why we're here, not only to save you, you know, to help you save your own life, but to gain some insight and consciousness.
Have you noticed that you can't get somebody to save their own life by leading them? You have to allow them. It's kind of like the horse being led to water.
I don't know what leading means. If you put out the information as you see it and it resonates with you as true, are you leading? I don't know. I always think of leadership as being an ego thing, and Bob Dylan said it right back in the 60s when he said one of his songs, of course he's sold out since then, but one of his songs was Don't Follow Leaders, Watch Your Parkometers. It was on Highway 66 Revisited. There's some very, very good lyrics there. Too bad about Dylan's Fall to the Dark Side, Luke. I saw him when he came over here to Auckland. I spent about 10 minutes in the most fascist arena that I've ever been in. It's this Vector Arena here, man. I don't know if you've been there or not, but it's just horrible.
I'd like to rename it Sphincter Arena.
Sphincter? The Sphincter Arena? That's good. No. Wait a minute. Is this going to America, this thing?
It'll be going online.
I don't know if you're allowed to say Sphincter.
Well, I believe, what was his name? Leonardo da Vinci made the, what was it, that statue with the guy, you know, leaning down with his hand rested on his head called the sphincter. Oh, no, wait, that was the thinker. Never mind. We've run on that joke too much. Moving on.
I'm doing a time delay for you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the remote hookup in England or something. Right. So that was the gist of the whole thing. Don't quit your day job. I concur with that.
Fortunately, I can only be fired from this job.
All over America, people are switching off their radios right about now. The New Zealand Journal of Natural Medicine is what we were talking about, how to save your own life, and then philosophy and reflection intervened, and then there was some dead airspace. But aside from all of that, we're on to it, and I don't want to go through the stories, although I probably will. The breast cancer connection came up the last issue. Borax as a very effective treatment for arthritis. Ibogaine, oh, that's interesting. Ibogaine turns out to be the way to get off heroin and all these other addictive drugs. We have herbal treatments for cancer I'm looking at. The five most repeated health myths. I love that. There's what they call that TH? A diphthong, I think the word is. Health myths that medical doctors have no intention of abandoning. And here's a few confessions. Health freedom news. The FDA are still trying to ban, this time, B6 vitamins. If anybody doesn't know who their doctor is actually working for at this stage, man, go back to reading the Weekly World News. This is also deals with suppressed cancers treatments, I'm not going to talk about it right now. And here's one from Mike Adams, who's real good, on vitamin D, slashing the risk of cancer by 77%, but the Cancer Society is ignoring it. I love that. Yeah, right. Vitamin slashes your cancer risk by 77%. Let's ignore that. What do you say? Okay. Let's talk about sunscreens again. Lots of stuff on diabetes breakthroughs. They've been around for a long time. All this stuff is curable and has been. Cancer was curable back in the 1930s, for God's sake. A lot, even before that, you know. I mean, what do you think they were using? They were using herbs, right? Herbs. And they worked. This whole magazine is dedicated to what works. Hello, here you go. Here's a herbal supplement for HIV. It's 100% successful. 100%. Balanced with the IVF, nearly triples chance of a child getting leukemia. Yes, sir. Let's go down to the clinic and stick this thing in her and, right. Or with those needles under the microscope. For God's sake, man. Oh, yes, right, and of course there's something on tuberculosis and the cure for that. That's been around for a while. You're not going to hear this from your doctor. Here's one. Here's a good one, Vinny. Vaccinated children have at least 2 to 5 times more diseases and disorders than unvaccinated children, okay? We've known that intuitively. Here's the study that proves it. 2 to 5 times more illness in vaccinated children. Hello. Who's going to get it? Here you go, and lots and lots and lots of proof and even peer-reviewed stuff. Okay. Then there's a page called, with a poster, Do You Know What's in a Vaccine? It's all the ingredients that you allow them to shoot into your kid. Okay? You want me to give you a few of them? Ammonium sulfate, genetically modified yeast, animal, bacterial, and viral DNA, latex rubber, monosodium glutamate, aluminium, or aluminum, as they say, formaldehyde, good old formaldehyde. You ever smell that shit? It's horrible. Microorganisms, human and animal cells. They call these human diploid cells, and they're harvested, if you will, from aborted fetuses, aborted fetal tissue. Okay? Let's get it straight here. human cells from aborted fetal tissue and human albumin, pig blood, horse blood, rabbit brain, guinea pig, dog kidney, cow heart, monkey kidney, chicken embryo. Sounds like a good stew to me. And that kind of stuff. So people don't have any idea what's in it. They call it a vaccine. People say, what's in it? And the doctor says, shut up and roll up your sleeve.
I asked my girlfriend's mother, who's very, very pro-vaccination, in fact, even went through such effort to get extra qualifications so she could vaccinate even more children with even more different jabs at even different more stages.
They're called vaccinators.
Yeah. And so I asked her, can you name me one ingredient that's in the vaccines? And she had books there, okay, like stacks of all these papers that had been given to her by the doctors. And she had not a single clue, not one. She looked at me with a stunned mullet look on her face and said, well, if you're so smart, why don't you tell me? And I say, okay, thimerosal, which is mercury, and aborted fetal cells and formaldehyde. Shall I go on?
Yeah.
it's just...
Well, what happened? What was the net result of the conversation?
The conversation ended relatively quickly, and ever since then, she still kept bringing up vaccines in a positive light every single time she sees.
It's all a mind control situation, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No amount of evidence. That's what the original skeptics were, by the way. They said no amount of evidence constitutes proof. Well, that was their original thing back in Greece. All right. And yeah, okay, if you have a very subtle mind, I could dig that, all right? But here in the 3D world, which most of us operate in, at least it seems to, it's rapidly becoming a 2D world, isn't it? The evidence, everybody's so totally in denial that no amount of evidence will make them change their mind. And it will ruin your friendship or your relationship or your family. If you go, yes, but here's the evidence, and the it's a measure how far the human spirit has fallen, Vinny, when you get an entire civilization that's so fucking scared that they can't even look at the evidence. And that's the dark side, Luke. That's exactly what they do, and their agenda is certainly working on the... the vaccinate. They call themselves vaccinators now. Can you imagine that? I'm a professional vaccinator. You know, what are you? It's become, I've got a degree in vaccinationhood. And that's, they are turning out these people. And their lives and livelihoods and mortgage and all that rest of that shit is dependent on their towing the party line. Not to put too fine a point on it, but we are in a time of not only medical fascism, but you know what fascism means? It means everybody bundled together. That's where it comes from, like the wheat. I think they were called Faskies or something like that.
It was called a fasci, a double-headed axe wrapped in reeds.
One. Yep.
And it's on either side of the Speaker of the House in the House of Congress.
Yeah, you United States Congress, I know. Yep, that's right. And there it was. I think we ran that pictures of that in Uncensored, actually. Yeah, we did. That's it. That's it. So you want to break out, you take your little blue pill or whatever, you can break out. But it's scary out here because things aren't quite so predictable and you're not being taken care of by your boss or whatever. You don't have to go along with anybody's party line. You don't get security from approval, okay? And that, my dear friend, is, I believe, sort of what it means to be alive and on this planet as a full-functioning person or consciousness. The whole agenda is to dumb everybody down through fear. And your girlfriend's mother is operating out of that dare I say paradigm, but will never admit it until you push and she'll yell at you and call you all sorts of names, and that's to be expected because somebody who doesn't want to break out will go into some sort of hysterical right brain or kind of dealing with facts which have to be dealt with from the left brain, because if you, you know, you analyze, but if you have that membrane between you and true analysis, you're gonna flip out, and a lot of people are flipping out, and fortunately they have drugs to deal with those people too. Very difficult to wake up to the idea that yes, indeed, these are the dark ages again. This is Kali Yuga, right? This is the quintessence of materialist darkness, which is what Kali Yuga indicates, means, points to. And this materialist darkness does mean, medical fascism, refusal to face up to what really is, and the whole declination, if you will, or the decimation of the human spirit. And these bastards can go take a flying hike. I see, you thought I was going to say fuck, but I didn't.
Oh shit, that's good.
Yeah. Well, look, it's 1:36. I should get back to work here.
Yeah, well, you're on deadline, mate. So.
Well, duh.
Yeah. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to visit John's website, you have uncensored.co.nz or uncensored.co.nz for the uninitiated, and also naturalmedicine.net.nz or .nz as the case may be. Jonathan, thank you very much for your time, and I hope you get your work done.
Yeah, that was fun. Thanks, Vinny.
All right. Thanks, John.